Hello. You've tuned into a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show at this time every week, available online anywhere you are as a podcast. All of our archive shows are online at a blog called ozstrandedradio.com. And you can also find us on Twitter at ozstranded. And please do find our Facebook page. We're up there as well, facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So this is a show that specializes in brand new Australian music and brand new Canadian music. It's recorded in Canada. And here I get a chance to interview lots of great Canadian artists, particularly in around British Columbia, where I'm based. My name's Matthew. And this week we have another special guest. His name is Sam Tudor. He hails from the Cariboo region of BC, Williams Lake in particular. That's where he grew up, spent a lot of time in Vancouver, wrote a lot of songs there, and he has an excellent album out at the moment called The Modern New Year. So I caught up with Sam Tudor at the Arts Wells Music Festival in Wells, BC a couple of weeks ago. So this interview is our next in the series of interviews that I recorded up at Arts Wells. Highly recommend the trip up there. If you're going to go to one festival in BC over summer, that's one to get to. Sam was volunteering up there as well, and I managed to get a hold of him for close to 10 minutes, so you can hear that come up a bit later on. And we'll hear a couple of tracks from his album, Modern New Year, as well. Now, tradition on the show to start with some older music and a gentleman who we revisit fairly frequently is the great Paul Kelly. There's so much incredible music he's gifted the world over the last few decades. He's Australia's preeminent singer-songwriter, I think most would agree, and a very literary one at that. And in fact, he has produced a pretty remarkable album, a mini album, very recently to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. So Paul Kelly put out an album called Seven Sonnets and a Song. So he actually used Shakespeare's lyrics from a number of his sonnets, seven of them, I guess, and he put his own music to it, collaborated with some other Australian musicians and singers, and put this out on the day of the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. We're going to play for you sonnet number 18 from the album. And that's something pretty unique and special. Apparently someone else did the same thing. Rufus Wainwright, I believe, he had the same idea as Paul Kelly, put out an album celebrating the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare. But before we play that sonnet, I'm going to play for you a couple of older Paul Kelly songs, so hard to pick from his extensive back catalogue. He has been putting out albums since, gosh, at least the early 80s. I believe this new Shakespeare record is his 25th, so we're going right back to 1981 is his first. He's put out over the years two albums that are, you would class in the bluegrass category. He's not a traditional country or bluegrass artist, but he got together with a band in 1999 called Uncle Bill, and he put out an album with those guys called Smoke, and it was very well regarded as a real bluegrass record. And he did a similar thing in 2005 with the Foggy Highway album, when he got together with a different band, this time called the Stormwater Boys. So let's play a track from each of these records. First up, one from Smoke, then one from Foggy Highway. And then you're going to hear Sonnet 18. So it's going to be the words of William Shakespeare, the great Shakespeare himself, and the music of Paul Kelly. So something special to kick off the show today. Here we go. Here's Paul Kelly with Uncle Bill from the record Smoke, which came out in 1999, and the song is called Our Sunshine.
A Oh, there came a man on a stolen horse, and he rode right onto the page. Burning bright, but not for long, lit up with a holy rage. No turning back for the child of grace, with the blood red on his hands. Never known to hurt a woman, he never robbed an honest man. His mother held in jail, his daddy dead, and daily rising, the price upon his head. Our sunshine. Train waiting down the line. Forever tall on a bareback horse, getting through by the skin of his teeth. It's one more for the ladies and one more for the police. Riding all night hungry, tired and cold, into the misty morning. We'll never go. Our sunshine.
I can't get around it, and I can't get through it. I can't go over it, and I can't go under it. I'm scared of what I might find if I ever get behind it. Stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block. If I wait for a while, it just might go away. I suppose I should get down on my knees and pray. I'm sure if I got one good night's sleep, it'll look better in the day. Stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block. Maybe I should pay someone to come here and remove it, or I could just chip away at it bit by little bit. I guess I could build me a bomb and blow it up in one big hit. Stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block. Some of my friends say I should call in the mystics, or find me a philosopher to come here and say it don't exist. Then there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block. Lord, I hit a stumbling block. If I ever get done with this, I'll make a brand new start. I gotta get my thinking straight and put the horse before the cart. If I had the balls, I'd wrap this thing up in plastic and call it art. Stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block. I'm gonna call up every TV station. Maybe the Museum of Science is looking for a special donation. I could sell tickets, drag it on tour, all around the whole goddamn nation.
Stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block.
It's in your mind, she says, it's within you. She likes saying stuff like that. I got a problem if it's true. If you can't get rid of what's inside of you, it's bound to destroy you.
Stumbling block, stumbling block, stumbling block.
Yeah, I hear the stumbling block.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a day. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. Thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou wast, nor shall death brag thou wondrous in his shade. When in eternal lines to time thou growest, as long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Thank you. till I compare thee to a summer's day. Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake, darling buds of May. A summer's lease hath all too short a day. Sometime too hot, the eye of heaven shines. The furnace is gold complexion day. And if we fair from fair, sometime declines. By chance or nature's changing course untrim. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair that shall get back thou wondrous city shade. When in eternal lines to time thou rowest, as long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Something extra special there. Did you pick, if you're just tuning in, did you pick maybe who wrote the lyrics to that song? It was definitely the voice of Paul Kelly, a very identifiable voice, that great Australian singer and songwriter who's put a lot of fantastic words of his own to songs over the years. But those lyrics were written by the great bard himself, William Shakespeare. That was actually sonnet number 18. So Paul Kelly put out an album, 7 Sonnets and a Song, to celebrate the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. What a cool idea. That album is out. And that's one of the sonnets you can hear, sonnet 18. Pretty cool stuff. And before that was Paul Kelly with Uncle Bill from the Smoke album, a song called Our Sunshine. And then Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys from the Foggy Highway album and the song Stumbling Block. So those were two kind of bluegrass albums that Paul Kelly put out many years back. Very well regarded. I think anyone who's a fan of bluegrass and country would probably get a lot out of those records and not expect it necessarily from Paul Kelly, who's more of a traditional folk singer-songwriter, I suppose. So great stuff as always. Let's get straight into the brand new Australian music. Before we feature Sam Tudor, who is our guest this week on the show. There's a new duo out of Melbourne, Victoria, called This Way North. Well, they feature Kat Leahy, who has collaborated with Liz Stringer. I think she's played drums for Liz Stringer on her recent Canadian tour. And they're also opening up for Liz Stringer's album release in Melbourne pretty soon. So sounds like they're from pretty good pedigree there in Melbourne. And this is an early single of theirs, Taste of Things to Come. It's called Don't You Fly. The band is Kat Leahy and Leisha Jungawala. So here we go. And after that, we're going to hear from Australian voice Sarah Mary Chadwick, and then we'll get into a track from Sam Tudor here from BC.
Ah! making it work. A brother, it's hard, and sometimes it feels like spit, and sometimes sparks, and chomping on bits, and shuffling cards, and recirculating of my heart. And it's a big song 'cause I'm happy. It's a big song 'cause I'm blind. And it's a big song 'cause I got you on my mind. And it's a load off when I'm tired, and I'm tired. The only way to do it I can find. So baby, oh baby, spin me round and save me, oh save me. I'm talking now.
going halfway, colored in the lines, never thought to draw my own. You've been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the morrow new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time.
Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thanks for tuning into Stranded. So what did we hear there? That was This Way North, a pretty rocking track there. They're a duo out of Melbourne, Victoria. It's the first I've heard of them. It's a single called Don't You Fly. I believe it's a taster of things to come. Pretty cool stuff. And another Melbourne musician after that, Sarah Mary Chadwick. Her record is called Roses Always Die. Making it work. Looks like she's pretty prolific. She's got a lot of tracks up there on Bandcamp. Interesting artist. I recommend checking her out. Sarah Mary Chadwick. And then after that song, you heard Sam Tudor from BC. We're into the Canadian music now, and his record is called The Modern New Year. And that was a track called The Modern New Year. So we caught up with Sam Tudor a couple of weeks back at the Arts Wells Music Festival. And we had a great chat. He spoke about his connection to CITR Radio, first and foremost. I actually spotted him in the crowd wearing a CITR Radio sweater. So we spoke about that, and then we spoke about his music, the origin of his musical project. And we're going to play for you another track from his record, and then a track from his musical mentor as well, who he speaks about in the interview. So here we go. Here's our interview with Sam Tudor. Okay, and this is another interview for Stranded here at Arts Wells 2016. I've spotted Sam Tudor in the crowd wearing a CITR jacket, and I knew he was an artist performing here, but I didn't know that he had a connection to the station. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Thanks for finding time. I know you're busy. You're working here this weekend as well, and you are performing.
I am, yes.
I want to talk about your music, but CITR too. Let's talk about that connection. What were you doing at CITR when you lived in Vancouver?
My sort of role at CITR for the past little while has been focused on Discorder magazine. I'm in my fourth year of university, and so for my first and second years, I kind of found a home at CITR writing for the magazine. And the last little while, I've been helping coordinate Discorder TV, which is a new web series we're trying to get off the ground, which sort of highlights and elaborates on aspects of the magazine, Discorder magazine, and puts it into video format so people can watch interviews with bands online and little profiles of concerts and the like. So that's fairly new, but that's what I've been doing at CITR the last little while.
But you've also relocated to Williams Lake, BC, as have I. Did you grow up there, right?
Yeah, so I actually grew up, I had a weird upbringing. My dad runs a kids camp called Gavin Lake Camp, and it is an hour out of Williams Lake, out in the forest. So Williams Lake was where I went to high school, and it was the nearest town. So my roots are kind of in the Cariboo and Williams Lake area. And 4 years ago, I moved down to Vancouver. And so working up here in the Cariboo again is in many ways like coming full circle, being back here and helping do art stuff up here.
Yeah. How many years have you been coming up to Arts Wells?
I think this is my fourth year. I performed here as a musician for the past 3 years, and then... And then this year, I actually emailed the event coordinators, and I just had spent too much time in Vancouver, I felt, and wanted to get out of the city for a while and just have a place to stay for the summer. And so I asked them if I could live in Wells, and they said, only if you work for us. So that's how I ended up working for Island Mountain Arts, which is the organization that puts on Arts Wells.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you are one of the performers here.
I am.
So you found time in Vancouver between studying CITR and life to write songs and perform. And how did that get off the ground?
Actually, that got off the ground because in Williams Lake, I went to high school in Williams Lake, and I had a class called Music Composition Technology. And I had a high school teacher there, called Brent Morton, who is the front man of the band Drum and Bell Tower, which is a really good band coming out of Williams Lake. And he was so cool because he just said, here, Sam, if you want to record an album during this class time, record it, do whatever you want, I'm not going to check in on you, hand me an album at the end of the semester and I'll give you a grade. And that was pretty unconventional in high school, especially in Williams Lake. And so he really gave me my wings, proverbially, to write music, and that's how I recorded my first album, was just under his guidance. And since then, we've become good friends. Since I'm not a student anymore, we play together a lot, and that sort of taught me how to make a record, and I wasn't even a good musician when I did it, but he just told me, just go for it, because I was really into writing stuff and was doing a lot of poetry and was learning guitar. So Williams Lake High School, Brent Morton was kind of where it all started.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And I look back on it now, and I guess it's, I did that in grade 9, I think, so that's like it's at least 8 years in the past. And I look back on that and just think, if it weren't for those opportunities that were given to me by that guy, and a few other people as well, I totally wouldn't be playing music right now, I don't think. Like, that's what made me so into it and such a big part of my life now. So I'm really thankful for it. People sometimes, you know, assume that small town high schools would be a little backwards in terms of arts programming, and maybe they are sometimes, but in Williams Lake, BC, I was really given a lot of opportunities that I actually don't think I'd be playing music if I hadn't been given those. Yeah.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then being around CITR, that can only help to fertilize, you know, musical
exactly.
interest.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 And it's interesting writing about music, because that's mostly what I do at CITR. It's interesting because you know your job as a writer is to critically analyze music, but then when you're writing songs, you don't want to be too critical of yourself, because then you kind of get stuck. I think that's what happens to me. So I have to learn to turn off my music critic when I'm making my own music. Yeah,
that's
been kind of hard.
I admire the ability to write about music, because so far I don't know if I can, because I like music so much that I'm almost fearful of being critical of it.
Yeah,
but you have to be if you're
yeah.
writing a review.
There is something that makes. I think that's another thing CITR has kind of helped with in a way, is like music criticism in general I was really against, and you know, I don't really like, it sounds so annoying and pretentious, but I don't really like genres, because they make you, it makes you categorize music, and I like websites like Pitchfork and all these music journalism websites, I was sort of turned off by them for a long time. But then CITR kind of, someone, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Britt, who's the editor of the magazine, but she told me that music criticism and writing about music actually serves to foster and build and legitimize the music scene that's already there. Like, when you write about it, you make it legitimate. Even if you're, you know, dissing it or saying you're not into what's going on, writing about it helps to grow it and make it a legitimate thing. So I actually think, I've come to realize that even though music criticism can seem kind of maybe snobby or misplaced, it actually helps music community a lot. So CITR taught me that.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, because what are we going to do? Leave it up to corporations to decide?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a genre, this is what music is.
Well, that's another really good point. I'd rather the students at Discorder who are really into music and go out every night into the Vancouver music scene and care passionately about it, I'd rather they were writing about it than some big media conglomerates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love Discorder.
Well, I won't ask you what genre you play, but I have seen you perform, so I mean, acoustic-based, and your songs were very strong and some of them had a real anthemic sort of quality. You should be proud of. Good stuff.
Oh, thank you. And the thing that's actually changing a lot about that is I'm like not an like amazing technical musician. Most of my songs are like first position chords and stuff like that. But I've been really lucky, I should mention, have been surrounded the last little while with a really talented band who are all kind of like really into the avant-garde stuff, and like half of them are free jazz musicians, so it's pretty weird that they're playing with me. But I think hopefully our show at Artswells is going to be something pretty new, because combining that like kind of poppy stuff, which I like, I admit, and taking these like really cool technical musicians, and so hopefully it becomes slightly less acoustic, perhaps. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Sam Tudor, here at Artswells. Beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Saw it on the screen, generator that keeps moving this machine. It's gotten into me that I know what it means. It's something that I've seen. I'm laying bricks to wisdom, leaving spaces in between. Oh, wrote it in the will that I would like to go out unconfined and still. But as the winter's coming creeping down the hills with an unfamiliar chill, I'll be somewhere warm just waiting for my empty cup to fill. Oh, no. I'm still looking for the biggest stone. That I'd throw him at the crown, but every passing year I always stay right here, and I'll be there when the glory all goes down. Oh. Told it to the saints, said I'd like to trade my canvas in for paint. Saint Cecilia came down and told me, friend, it's better in the end to burn the old acrylic, keep you warm while you defend. Oh, no. Saw it on the screen, generator that keeps moving this machine. It's gotten into me that I what it means. It's something that I've seen. I'm trying to kill a virus while I'm giving it vaccines. Oh, no. I'm still looking for the biggest stones. I always said I'd throw them at the crowd, but every passing year I always stay right here, and I'll be there when the glory all goes down. Thank you.
There's nothing left to show. Other than what's broken down to the core.
Matthew, and you're listening to a little show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. So you heard there our interview for this week with Sam Tudor, singer-songwriter. He is based in Williams Lake, BC. That's where he grew up, and he spent a lot of time in Vancouver. And we heard that a chat that I recorded up at Arts Wells Festival in BC, and it's one of many interviews I recorded up there. So next week, you can look forward to another one. We actually got a chance to interview an Australian artist too. So I won't tell you who that is yet, but interesting people you run into up at Arts Wells. But that was Sam Tudor, and we also heard one more song from his record, The Modern New Year. The song was called Vaccines. And then we heard a track from Drum and Bell Tower, who Sam spoke about. The gentleman of that project was his musical mentor. He was his school teacher, high school teacher, who encouraged Sam to record a little EP. And after that, we heard a project called Hazy out of Vancouver. It's a side project of Casey from a group called Late Spring. So we heard a track there called You More. The album is called Virgo Ox Hazy. So we're just about out of time. Don't forget, you can find us online anytime you want, ausstrandedradio.com. You can find all of our archive shows and interviews, and you can follow us on Twitter at ausstranded, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. Okay, Vancouver AK just released a surprise new album. I'm really excited about that. It's called Black Part of Light. Let's hear the title track. And also, we'll hear a track from Supermoon from the Playland record. Bye for now. I hope you can tune in next week for another show and another feature interview. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Okay, so...
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.